Hey, Mom. So I really wanted to connect with my daughter and help her grow closer to Jesus. But finding age-appropriate tools wasn't happening until I discovered the True Girl subscription box. Each box is packed with biblically-based tools like a mom and daughter date, devos written just for girls, and curated gifts and surprises. My daughter can't wait for each box to arrive. And hey, I found myself digging into God's word more as a result. Check it out at mytruegirl.com.
Hey, Mom, does this sound familiar? You encourage your daughter to read her Bible, and she says something like,
Mom, I don't get it.
It's so boring.
I don't have time, Mom. We get it. Sometimes getting her to love God's word seems impossible.
That's exactly why we created the True Girl Pop-Up Party Weekend for you.
It's a whole weekend designed to break through those barriers. Friday night kicks it off with worship and a Bible teaching to put you in the driver's seat of the conversation.
Saturday morning, you'll dive into God's Word together in a mom-daughter workshop, and she'll learn the 4Z method of Bible study created for girls her age.
It's fun and it's faith building. You'll worship together, you'll learn together, and Mom, you'll leave ready to build her faith like never before.
I'm Dana Gresh.
And I'm Shani McKenzie. And we want to hang with you.
We're coming to California, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. We'd love to see you at the True Girl Pop-Up Party.
Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a little, and have biblical conversation about raising daughters, because motherhood is hard. But guess what? You are not alone. I'm Shani McKenzie, and I'll be joined by my friend Dana Gresh.
We're back!
Yay!
We took a summer break, but here we are. Shani, how was the summer and how is it to be a pastor's wife?
Okay, well, those are two very loaded questions. In a nutshell, the summer was great. We just got back from celebrating my parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
So that was nice. Everybody converged upon Williamsburg. It'll never be the same. But yeah, they had a great time and we enjoyed celebrating them. And being a pastor's wife, Dana, you know what? God is good. Mm. I am still here. Like, I haven't, you know, fallen off the world, I think. No, it's good. It's definitely a lot of learning, but just even getting to know those at church more and just on a deeper level has been really good, and supporting Ephraim in in all that he's doing. So it's good. I love our church. Unity Church of Jesus Christ.
Woo, woo.
Yeah.
I got to be there for Ephraim's first official Sunday preaching.
Oh yes.
Chills.
Mm. The power of saying yes.
Wow.
I love
so
that.
So good.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you had a good summer. I had a good summer. We took our whole family to Ocean City, Maryland. It was awesome, except we lost a grandchild.
Wait a second.
We're aware of the loss for 5 minutes. We think we lost her for 15 minutes on the boardwalk of Ocean City, New Jersey.
No.
Please tell me you've lost a child at least once in your life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, that has happened. Now, it's funny how you say they were gone probably for 15, but
well,
you noticed.
So, listen, my son walked up to me. He goes, hey, we're going to like hold back and get some French fries. And we're like, okay. So we all turn around and we buy the French fries. We wait in line for the French fries. The French fries are hot. We taste the French fries. We talk about the French fries. And then we notice Addie's gone. And I realized, she was in my group, the one Robbie said, hey, we're going to stop. So we don't know the length of time between that and that, but it was a long time. Don't lose a
child. And it feels like forever.
Yeah. Well, but I also finished a book. That was, as you can see, did not make as much of an impression on me.
As losing the child. Did you now? You reached the deadline.
Yeah,
you
reached the deadline. And The Bride Wore White.
Oh, yes.
Version 4. Will release next spring.
Okay.
So it has been accepted by the publisher, and I hope to equip moms to talk to their teen daughters about sex.
That is incredible.
Important.
Yes.
Okay, well, so today we want to tackle friendship drama.
Ooh, friend drama.
And no, we're not tackling the friends that cause drama, just to be clear, in case you have any of those kinds of friends in your life right now. We're tackling the drama itself, because you can equip your daughter to navigate her friendships with wisdom and grace before the heartache hits this school year. Because here we are, beginning of school year, there's going to be friendship heartache. So in this episode of the True Girl Momcast, Shani's going to dig into a scripture verse it's honestly a great biblical tool for teaching our girls how to build strong, God-honoring friendships. Plus, she's going to give us 5 practical tips to help your daughter navigate hard friendship emotions, because we all have them. So, Shani,
yeah,
I am ready for a scripture feast.
Whoa, praise the Lord. Now, Dana, actually, I want to start this off. I want to talk about college students. Mm. Yeah, I know we're going to get into it, moms. Like, you know, we have tween girls. But I don't know if you've seen recent headlines about college students. They're using something called a no contact order. And what this does, it completely shuts down communication after personal disagreements.
No, okay? It does not.
No, no. Listen, so
okay.
I'm seriously.
I've not heard about this.
I've been reading up on it. I don't have a college age child yet, but next year. So I'm like, what's going on these college campuses? So it was originally meant to protect victims of sexual harassment or assault on campuses, which is necessary.
That totally makes sense to me.
Right. They call them NCOs. So they've become the go-to solution for a generation uncomfortable with face-to-face conflict.
Wow.
This is now what it's become, you know? So, you know, we've talked about linguistic theft, right? Like taking one term and it completely means something different now. This is something that was used to protect people. What it really is, it's a sign of something that's much bigger, sign of a bigger issue. We're not teaching our kids how to work through hard conversations.
Yep.
And that's the bigger issue. Disagreements, like emotional messiness. We don't want to deal with it. We want to avoid it. And as Christian parents, we are called to do better, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The word tells us we're supposed to deal with these things. And it tells us how to deal with these things for their sake and for the sake of the communities that our children are going to impact. So more specifically, how do we raise girls who are kind and loyal, but are also truthful? Mm-hmm. And brave enough to say the hard things, right? To deal with conflict in a healthy, God-honoring way. Yeah. So, Dana, can you read our verse for today? And then we're going to dig in.
Yep. Today, it's all about Proverbs 3:3. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder and write them deep within your heart.
Dana, we're going to be honest, because that's what we do here on the podcast. We like to tell you truth. We don't like to lie. Friendships are tough. They can be tough. And what I want you to get today, Mom, is that, yes, we're giving you tools and walking these things out as it pertains to our daughters. But friendships are tough. Until the day we leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are, right? But the tween years can be especially rough. That's when friendships, they can shift, right? Emotions are running high because hormones are at play. Also, hormones are at play when you get to other ages. Moms, right? So, you
we
know,
we have
that,
a special episode coming up on that.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are going to talk about perimenopause in a few episodes. Stick around, friends.
I'm a little hot right now. But it's when girls, they start forming their own sense of identity. Mm. All of that is like a perfect storm.
It is.
Right?
It really is.
But it's also when loyalty can be misunderstood and kindness can get confused with people pleasing.
Mm.
And I know that is something I struggled with. Just, you know, trying to keep the peace, you know, and okay, well, this is what they want me to do. And there was even a time I remember being in grade school and I call it dumbing myself down or kind of watering myself down when I know I knew the answer to, you know, something in class, but my friend didn't. And so I didn't say anything because I didn't want them to feel like, you know, stupid or like they didn't know something. I've had to walk through that for many years, you know, just making sure that I'm not diminishing myself to try to make someone else feel better, you know, because that's not what friendship
that's
is
not,
either.
No, that's not helping them either.
It doesn't help them at all. Right. And it doesn't help you. You know, then you're not able to feel like you can speak.
And you certainly show up in a room and light the room up. So you have this strong personality, this strong presence.
Yeah.
And so many times we believe the lie that it's a kind thing to tone that down and not be who we really are.
Yeah.
And we don't want our girls to do that.
Absolutely not. So I remember during my daughter's, one of my daughter's, her early tween years, around like second and third grade, I thought I was going crazy, Dana, because she had, it seemed like she had a new bestie every week. Like, I couldn't keep up. I literally couldn't keep up. I just wouldn't remember her friends' names because in another week or so, it was going to be someone different. And she would speak to me like, Mom, remember? No, I do not, because I feel like it was a different person last week. And I mean, but like while they were her bestie, she was willing to go to the ends of the earth because she had this idea of what loyalty was. Mm. And she felt like a friend was definitely the person that was going to always have her back. And even if she was wrong, they would, you know, like, and so she had that perception of friendship. So if someone was like that, oh, yeah. Oh, we're riding together.
Right.
But the moment that shifted, she was, I was like, where'd they go? They're gone. So for that week, they held it strong. I mean, like literally without fail, they would break up and they would never discuss the conflict. Mm. And so for her specifically, that's what we had to walk through during that season. You know, like what true friendship is. And you can't just drop people because they're not saying what you want them to say, or you feel like they're not being loyal to a fault, because you don't want loyalty if loyalty looks like just having a yes person, right? Yeah. Like that's not healthy. Right. You need someone who's going to be able to tell you hard things, you know, to help you be better. So how do we break that down to our girls in a way where they're able to use God's wisdom to pick friends, you know? Yep. When people talk about the pickers, right? That's not just pertaining to male-female relationships. Yeah. That it pertains to your friends. Yeah. They're a large part of your life.
I actually wrote about this in And the Bride Wore White when I was talking about having a broken picker-outer.
Yeah.
When it comes to relationships, right? And you can have that in romantic relationships. You can have that in friendship relationships.
For sure.
And the research really indicates that the people that have healthy picker-outers are the people that have trained picker-outers.
Look at that.
Somebody said, this is how you pick a friend.
Yes.
This is how you pick a relationship.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying.
Yeah, or else they're out there flying blind. They're going by the example that they see in school or this person that they've befriended.
Yeah.
They're just both kind of out here flailing about, you know? Yep. And so we have to be able to speak into these things and demonstrate these things. Like, they have to see you handling conflict with your friends.
Yeah.
How important is that, right? But as followers of Jesus, first and foremost, we know that true friendship includes honesty. Even when it's, I'm going to use the word, uncomfortable. Proverbs 27:6 tells us, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Mm. That's one of those verses that I just read. Okay, let me go back and read it again. Okay, let me. And I always want to stop at just the first word. I'm like, wounds? Nope, don't really want to.
Yeah.
But wounds from a friend can be trusted. But that means sometimes loving your friend means telling the truth and not avoiding the hard stuff.
Yeah.
So, Dana, have you ever experienced trusted wounds from a friend?
Oh, I feel like every year there's trusted wounds from a friend.
They're lining up, giving you.
Yeah, anytime you're teachable, right?
Yeah.
In fact, I'm thinking now in the spring, I was visiting with, my husband and I were visiting with a friend in Florida. Okay. He's actually a pastor and his wife. And I said, you know, you're not in my community area. So I feel like I can share this with you guys. I'm struggling with a relationship, a friendship right now. Mm-hmm. Can you hear my heart and tell me, you know, advise me how I should respond to this? So I poured my heart out, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I barfed it out.
Right.
Like, they don't know this person, so I'm not gossiping. Right. It's just like, literally, like, help me solve this.
Wise counsel.
The first words out of his mouth were, is anything she's saying to you true?
Yeah.
They were wounds from a friend. What she was saying to me were wounds from a friend. They needed to be trusted and worked through, not run from.
Yeah.
So if anybody needs to hear that, you got a friend that you're like not liking what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of it true?
Oh, there's something, and it's a phrase I think Bob uses, and you said it's helped you, and it's what?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
something like said, eat the meat and spit out the bones.
When I get criticized, he'll say, what if this is true and you need to grow from it?
Yes.
And then what if it is not true and you need to let it in the hands of the Holy Spirit?
That's it. That's it. Like, I mean, that's it, because we have to have truth tellers around us.
Yep.
We have to, or we will be walking and operating on a plane that is not realistic. And people will be speaking, not to you, but about you, you know?
But can you imagine in college kids having conflict and instead of being asked, is any of it true? They're told, oh, you need a no contact order.
Dana, like roommates are being kicked out of dorms. And it's, I couldn't believe it. And it's something that is now being misused. And so for the people who really need those NCOs.
It's going to make our culture psychotic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to make it less safe for those people who truly do need the protection.
And that's the issue. Everything that's been taken.
Do we want to get on a soapbox? Because I feel like I do right now.
I do. Okay. But it is like, that's another episode. But it's important. We have to tell our girls that this is not just what kids go through, right? Like, you are going to be going through this for the rest of your life, working through conflict. And the friends that you have right now may very well not be the friends that you have in a few years. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
But while you have these friendships, you need to treat these people well and you teach people how to treat you, right?
That's right.
I'm 46 and I'm still going through it, okay? And encouraging the truth tellers in my life and sometimes telling them to go away for a little bit.
Come up for
But it. Yes. That's but okay. My mom is 78 and she and I were just speaking about a situation where I'm like, Ma, wait, how old is that person? What? Huh? And she's like, it still happens. It's across the board, you know, and she has people in her life that'll say, hey, Lucille, you got to pump the brakes here, or maybe that wasn't the right thing. So the wounds from a friend, they may hurt, and they can hurt for a couple of reasons, right? There could be words that spoken that shouldn't have been, because there's, you know, that too. We hurt each other sometimes with our words, not intentionally, but and in those instances, like, a true friend apologizes, right, for hurting you, and they'll change their behavior, and you guys can grow from that. But let's make a note here, because we're teaching our daughters about healthy relationships, right? If this is a pattern with someone, then wisdom may be crying aloud in the streets and saying, hey, maybe you need to make some friendship adjustments, because there's a truth in that too.
Yeah.
Right? The other instance could be words spoken that hurt because you don't want to hear them, right? Mm-hmm. And in those instances, your friend is doing what the Lord says in the word, right? Sharpening iron. And we have to have that, right? But sometimes we aren't saying hard things to our daughters.
Yeah.
So can we expect them to receive those things from a friend if we're not even being forthcoming, if we're not being truth tellers in their lives?
Right.
So as moms, it has to start not just with them seeing our friendships and how we conduct ourselves there, but what are we saying to them?
Exactly.
You know, if they have an attitude, or we just kind of like, oh, let's tiptoe around, or if they said something wrong or did something wrong, how are we approaching those situations?
Yeah. Are we doing it with love and wisdom?
Right.
Yeah. So, Shani, you have, let's get practical, because you have a list here of some really great tools that will help us to teach these things to our daughters and help them navigate through it. So they're not doing these no contact orders, but they're like saying, scripturally, how do I address this conflict in my life?
Yeah. So first, we have to call the feelings what they are, right? We want our daughters to expand their emotional vocabulary. Emotions aren't bad, right? God gave us emotions.
That's right.
They're just not the boss. And so they're just not mad or sad, but frustrated. Maybe they feel left out. Maybe they feel confused. And Jesus, he didn't shy away from expressing his emotion. Mm-hmm. He wept, right? Mm-hmm. He flipped tables in the temple. He felt, I'm sure he felt misunderstood while he was hanging on the cross. You know, like, we have to be real that those emotions were felt by Jesus.
Yeah.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus. There's nothing.
Right.
It's nothing that he doesn't know about and hasn't felt.
Yeah, because I think naming it helps you to figure out what needs to be done. Right. I was working with a ninth grader just 2 days ago. She told me she felt confused.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the reason she felt confused was because she was standing up against a friend who was making some bad decisions. She was speaking mm-hmm. truth to that friend.
Mm-hmm.
But she was missing grace.
And
I didn't tell her that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to help her see that the reason that what she was feeling when she confronted this friend about something that was unholy,
mm-hmm.
but felt confused after, is because mm-hmm. she wasn't very grace-filled and that forgiving.
Part. Yes.
And she was like in ready to do a no-contact order, but unofficially.
Right.
Like just in friendship, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that confusion, I think, as we continue the conversation, will help her figure out that the confusion isn't because what she was wrong about what she told her friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she was forgetting the next step, which is forgiveness.
The forgiveness.
So yeah. you gotta name it.
Yes, you right? have to name it. I have an old friend that says, "Yeah, I was right, but was I kind?"
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
So one, name the feelings, right?
Yep.
The next thing is, use I feel statements. Now, I know this is old school. If
it's moms, old school.
If even one day, if you've been in premarital or marital counseling,
I actually want to slap a counselor or two for saying this to me. But it works.
It works. You're teaching her to identify the feelings. Yeah. I feel hurt when I'm left out because I care about our friendship. See, we usually stop at the, if we say the feeling at all, we'll just say, I feel hurt, you know,
or I feel confused angry. Because you
point it at the person,
instead
right?
Instead of being like, this, here's what's going on
here's
in my
heart.
Here's
what's going on inside of me. Mm-hmm. And that's honest and kind mm-hmm. at the same time, right?
Yep.
You're right, but were you kind? Third thing is practice listening. Mm.
We are terrible listeners.
We are just not good. And I think we think we're good listeners, but we're not.
I'm awful.
And there's so many things. There's so much information we're taking in.
Mm-hmm.
But like we're only getting these little snippets, like really just sitting and listening.
Listen.
Even when you're sitting before the Lord. How about that? That
here's
contemplative
a, here's
time.
A, here's something you could use friend to friend.
Yes.
But my counselor has used it for my husband and I
uh-huh.
because we're so bad at listening to yeah. each other. He would put something in our hand like, you know, that mug there uh-huh. or a trivet or okay. a doll or whatever yeah. and be like, Bob, uh-huh. when Dana has the trivet in her hand, shut
the up. You can't say anything. Yeah.
Just listen.
Say nothing.
And then,
so hard.
And then she will hand that trivet to you
mm-hmm.
when it's your turn and she's not going to talk while you listen because we would just interrupt each other.
It's hard.
That's what happens when you fight.
Yeah. And then right? you're crossing each other. Sometimes you're saying the same thing, right? You're like, oh, wait. Oh.
But that'd be a really good thing to do with a tween girl, teen girl. Be like, okay.
Just listening.
This little pom-pom here.
Yeah.
We're going to pass it back and forth so we can hear each other.
We did it with our girls ministry back in Virginia years ago. We used to have pillow chat. And so we had like one of those like fun pillows and we'd toss it. And whoever had the pillow.
That's good.
That's the person.
And you do that in a group that's teaching them to
yes.
listen.
Yes. And it's important. And so like if you're saying, you felt embarrassed when I told that joke, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. This builds empathy.
Yep.
Like it shows that you care. Like if you yeah. can't put yourself in that person's position
yeah,
or hear their perspective.
Listening sometimes requires us to mirror back what they said,
that
right?
That part. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say, oh.
What I hear you saying is... Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. But if you didn't hear it, it's...
Yeah.
So the next thing, actually, I learned from a friend, and it's halt.
Mm,
okay, and
halt.
Then that's... Yeah. Halt is an acrostic. And it's so when emotions are high, like, you have to step back and breathe. And halt is if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, you take a moment.
Push pause.
You halt, right? Because we all know... Listen, I have one of my beautiful children gets hangry, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We know when it's time that baby needs to eat. Listen.
Listen, she's not going to outgrow it.
It's not going to
My baby that had it is 30 years old now.
Okay, my father
she
that has
still
it.
Still does it.
It's almost 80. And we're like, get him a snack. Get
Do you
him.
Need to eat, baby?
Oh, Listen, okay? So we have to know that, right? Mm-hmm. Just take a moment before you respond.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like one of the greatest things, because you're like, okay, wait.
So what you're saying, and this is a really hard thing that took me adulthood to learn, mm-hmm. but it'd be great if our girls could learn it, is sometimes it is okay to say, we aren't going to problem solve this right now.
Yes.
Because it's late. I'm mm-hmm. tired. You're tired. We didn't eat yet. Mm-hmm. Let's talk tomorrow.
I think you're good at that, Dana. There have been times that we've had to either work through, you know, something like work. Like we're here and we're trying to figure out this issue, or folks aren't agreeing on something. You say, hey,
let's pause.
Let's pause.
Do you know why I'm so good at it?
Why?
Because I used to be so bad at it.
Really?
Well, yeah. Hey. I used to be like, Bob, the Bible says the sun's not supposed to go down on our wrath. You turn that light on right now and you sit up in that bed. I wasn't like that, but okay, yes, I was.
I love it. We're going to work this through.
But sun's coming up okay. now.
Yeah.
And again, there again, a counselor said to me, we were fighting in a counseling room probably 20 years ago.
Yeah.
In marriage. And the counselor was like, you guys aren't allowed to talk about this until you're back in my office. And I was like, what? Oh, he's like,
that's not right.
We'll meet tomorrow, but between now and tomorrow, you're not allowed to talk to it about it. And I was like, why? He's like, because yeah. you don't know the art of pushing pause on the conversation. I was like, me? I don't
Did
know
you
the
just
art.
Tell me I don't know the art? I speak for a living.
But yeah. it's not a healthy thing.
Yeah.
And what's harder, I think, sometimes is when the friend, you can see that they're hungry or tired, but mm-hmm. you're not.
Yeah.
So you want to keep plowing through it. Like, we have to teach our girls to be mature enough to be like, well, okay. maybe you feel like you can handle this right now, yeah. but it doesn't look like she can.
Yep.
So let's
exactly.
be a good friend and wait till you're both in the right place.
There it is. And it does take them growing in that, mm-hmm. you know, because we're also in the Jiffy Pop generation. We want to solve this now. We want yeah. this now. We want
Jiffy Pop might take too long.
Sheesh.
Cause this is Jiffy Pop that
yeah,
like the 1970s once
we're
it's
in the
popcorn back shanty. It's like, isn't that you put it over the hot stove and it pops up and that metal
okay,
thing? Like,
that's fine. I'm a little old school today. That's fine. I statements and just Jiffy Pop. That's what we're doing. But last but not least, Dana, we remind our girl who she is. This
good.
Last but not least, Dana, we remind our girl who she is. She's a peacemaker and a truth teller. And that's with her being rooted in God's love. She can speak up and stand firm without tearing others down. And what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about being a people pleaser, there are peacekeepers, peacemakers. And in Matthew 5, Jesus calls the latter blessed. The peacemakers delve into the heart of the issue, right? While peacekeepers just kind of aim to prevent outward signs of conflict. There's always one in a family that's like, don't fight. We don't want to brush this on the rug. We won't talk about this. Let's just eat. There's always at least one.
It's not super holy.
It's not. That's the thing. We think we're doing a good thing because we don't want to ruffle feathers. But God is calling us to be peacemakers, to deal with the issue, to dig into the issue. So
well,
then,
going back to you talking about mm-hmm. how you didn't say the answer because you didn't want the friend next to you,
mm-hmm.
like that's sort of those are the same symptoms, mm-hmm. like peacekeeping and not being fully who I am.
Yeah.
But when your daughter learns, it actually feels good to talk about hard things.
Mm-hmm.
It actually feels good to be fully who I am and have my friend cheer me on.
Yes.
Like that's what we want to learn here.
Yes, it feels good. Mm-hmm. That's and it's the right thing to do. So when we talk about real loyalty, that's when we have to teach our girls that it doesn't mean just blindly agreeing.
Yeah.
That's not what loyalty is. It means that you're loving someone enough to tell them the truth. Loyalty mm-hmm. is shown when our girls stand beside a friend, but also when they hold space for honesty.
Yeah.
And forgiveness and growth. And they're not afraid that, oh, I'm going to lose a friend. Mm-hmm. You know, like the positive peer pressure,
yeah.
you know, like mm-hmm. we want that. We want our girls to thrive in that space and be confident in the Holy Spirit within them, leading them in wisdom those places. So because friendship is sacred.
Yeah.
God has called us to community. He's called us to relationship. When we invite God into those spaces and places, That's who helps us guide our girls toward relationships that are healthy. Mm. Relationships. We want our relationships to be life-giving.
Yeah.
And Christ-reflecting. And mama, I know it's hard to watch your girl struggle in a friendship. That's one of the hardest things. Because don't
it's
you want
the hardest?
You either become like Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know I've had to go up to the school a time or two, and you know, I mean, because there are times where it's necessary to step in.
Yep.
And you know, when there's bullying involved and those things, but it's still actually helping your girl reach into the toolbox and get the tools. Yep. You know, and work those things out with God. Like it was hard. My daughter's being bullied really badly by someone a few years ago. And it was hard for me to say, okay, let's pray for her. Mm-hmm. Let's pray for her. Cause I left the room and I was like, this little girl is bothering my baby. I was like, Ephraim. And I was like, let's pray for her. It doesn't change. And years later, that young lady's mother was killed by the stepfather.
Oh.
And my daughter stopped while we were at the dinner table and said, let's pray for her.
Wow.
You know, and...
And now you understand that there was probably some real unhealthy things happening in that home. That was the real root.
Yep. And that's... My daughter saw it. Mm. She needed to be able to pray for her then so that she was able to pray for her.
Wow.
When it was really needed for that girl.
So powerful.
And so, like, they still weren't friends, right? Sure. But it was, I'm like, okay, God, you're the teacher. You're the teacher. This is, you want our girls to have these tools. You want our girls to know exactly what they're supposed to do in these situations. And they can.
Yeah.
We can help set that up for them.
Oh, so good.
So, Mom, this is the moment. Mm. You can show her what real love looks like pertaining to friendships. So keep modeling that. Model calm, truth-filled conflict resolution, even if it's with them. Like, are we going from 0 to 10 when there's a conflict with our kids? You know, are we going straight into yelling or, you know?
Oh, you're going to make this about us.
Not in any way, shape, or form. I'm talking about others. None of you moms who are listening. Others. But we want to keep affirming their identity and keep praying over her relationships. Pray for everyone that will come into your child's life. I'm telling you, it is necessary and it works. And remember, she's not just learning how to navigate middle school drama. She's learning how to handle the relationships that will shape her entire life.
Yeah. And if any of these sound like lessons you haven't quite learned all the way yet, so that you are modeling them well, today's just an opportunity to push reset.
That's it.
Yep, we're still learning too.
Yes.
All right, that was good, Shani. Thank you so much. And you know, that is all a really great setup for where we're headed in 2 weeks into the MomCast. The title of it is Lies We Believe About Our Emotions. And so much about this friendship drama is about our emotions, right?
Yes.
How our emotions get out of whack, how we use our emotions to respond or guide our response. So we're going to share one of the most requested messages I've ever delivered. It was delivered originally at a Revive Our Hearts live event. I hope it'll equip you to identify lies about emotions that you've believed and then in turn help your daughter too.
Well, Dana, the next Revive Our Hearts event is coming up.
It is.
We were
Woo-hoo.
Just talking about this. True Woman 25 is October 2nd through 4th in Indianapolis. And we'll be there with a True Girl booth. Dana will be speaking again. And she's going to be hosting and chief cook and bottle washer. Catch her if you can. And drum roll, please. We'll be hosting a breakout session just for our teen girls,
That's
ages
right.
12 to 17. So get registered.
That's
we want
right.
to see you there. Go to truewoman25.com.
If you have a daughter 12 or older, throw her in the suitcase with you.
You need to bring her
with.
We
want her to be there.
Yes.
Hey, subscribers, the True Girl Friendship Box is now shipping. You should have yours in your hands by now. Did you get it? 36% of tween girls report struggling with friendship stress, from shifting alliances to feelings of exclusion. So this month's True Girl Box contains content to help you guide your daughter toward godly friendships that are rooted in love, kindness, and faithfulness. We have one of those boxes right here. Let's just unbox it really quick, Shani. Of course, yes. There's the mother-daughter date, the daily devos, the memory verse cards, the coloring meditation page, the charm to add to your charm bracelet after you finish your True Girl mom-daughter date. But yes, what are the special items in this box?
Okay, so we got to have our Bible study in here, because Ruth, yes, okay, she's going to show you how to be a girl of loyalty.
That's all right.
So you get to Ruth Bible study, and then to go with the Bible study, you have to have the puzzle. You know, you got to put
Ruth puzzle,
those pieces together, mm-hmm, right? And then we have these cute little transparent post-it notes. They're all the rage, okay? I have like a million of them, okay? Personally.
So you can put them in your Bibles, you put them in your Bible. Write little notes on them.
There it is. So like, cute. It's like a highlighter, but a post-it note.
Yeah.
It's great. And then this is something you'll be receiving in your boxes.
Little pink envelope.
This pink envelope is so cute. And it says from some subscription box to shoebox, because we have partnered with the wonderful Operation Christmas Child, because we want to teach our girls how to share the gospel, yeah, with someone else, someone they might never meet.
Yeah.
Across the world somewhere, maybe, right? And so this envelope will show you how to do that.
Yeah.
So we have some great things in this box.
We basically want you to take this box, fill it, and send it in for Operation Christmas Child. But there's one more item. This is my favorite item in the whole box.
No, it's my favorite.
Yes, it is.
You want your girl to be a Bible nerd.
Yeah.
And she will be. And this hat is going to say that.
True girl Bible nerd hat.
It's a tracker. In her box. This is the first time, right, that we've put one of these in here?
Bible nerd. Oh, a baseball cap?
Yeah,
we've never had a ball cap in the box.
This is great.
I love it.
And it's so cute. So,
yeah, so cute.
Wear it with pride.
So if you are not a subscriber and you want to get in on the action, get yours shipped today. Go to mytruegirl.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks.